If so, hegeviya anaki b'Shabbos. If somebody picks up a wallet on Shabbos, if you find a wallet on the street on Shabbos and you pick it up to be koina, so you want to tell me hachinamid lekoina, there won't be a kinyan of there won't be a kinyan here on Shabbos, because since people don't do it, it's muksa. People don't pick up wallets on Shabbos. So therefore, you're going to tell me if somebody does it l'shem kinyan, kinyan is not chal. So you see, even though it's not a derech, so what? It's still a kinyan. El amai the yavid ovid the koni. Since you did it, you have a good kinyan. So Hachinami might be over there, but you should have a kinyan over here also. So what are you telling me now, that Rochav in the city, since it's not a derech to do it, but the Maisa, since you did it, and that's a Maisa kinyan, so you're doing it now, the Shem kinyan, of how the kinyan should be chal? So Gemara answers, Elo b'mekach u'memchraskin, here we're talking about where you're selling it, and one person is buying it. So the Yomalei, where the Moicha, the seller, told the koina that kini kiderech shabaniyadam koinim, you could go make a kinyan, but I want you to make a kinyan in the normal manner that people do it. Therefore, since in the normal manner in the city itself, people do not ride on the chamor, and like Rashi says, Mishum Tznius, it's not proper. So therefore, the kinyan, if you ride in the city, it will not be a good kinyan for Mekach HaMemcha. And it could be from Metzia, maybe it would be a kinyan. But Kohopona for Mekach HaMemcha, it wouldn't be a kinyan. But the Gemara just says, V'i Rishus HaRabim Hu, Koni, but let's say, like Rashi said, let's say there is a Rishus HaRabim in the city itself. And there it's a Derech Lirchav Shom, because it's not a Derech to be mamek to lead it, because you're afraid maybe people may come in between you and the animal. So therefore, if in the Rishus HaRabim it's a Derech to ride on the Chamor, then there'll be a Kinyan even to be Rochav in the city. The same thing, V'i Adam Choshevu, if you're an Adam Choshev, so Rashi says, in Derech Lahanek Behema Baraglev, it's not fitting for you to lead the animal with your feet, rather is there a cover for you to ride on it, so then you'd be kinder also. The Ishii, Tanya, for your lady, also Mustam, it's a derech for Nisha to do it, because Rashi says she doesn't have a koyah, she doesn't have strength to lead the animal. So therefore, she also has a right to sit on it, even in the city, there would be a kinyan. And the Inish Zilahu, Kani, if it's a person, if he's like a low class man, that him it doesn't bother at all to ride in front of people, so for such a person, it's a normal manner to ride even in this city, by him also, there would be a kinyan rochav. So what we're coming out by is only by an Adam Beinoni, by a middle-class man, where him, Mishrum Tznius, is not fitting for him to ride a chamor in the middle of the city. So for him, if he does it, in the case where it's a Mekach HaMemcher, and the Moich is set to do it, Kedera V'nai Adam, there the kinyan rochav would not be chal. That's what we're talking about, that rochav here would not have a kinyan.
Nothing more so like this. Rebbe Loza asks a shout like this. If somebody says to his friend, Moshech Behemazu, you should go make a kinyan mashicha, go drag this animal, liknois kalim shaleho, in order that you should be kind, you should acquire the kalim, the objects that are on top of this animal. Ma, what's the locha? So the question is, I'm not selling you the animal, I'm only selling you the kalim on top of the animal. So if you make a mashiach in the behema, is that a good kinyan for the kalim? So Mor first said liknois. What kind of lashon of this liknois? Miyama like kni? Did he say kni? I rush is the word liknois is mashma, like if I tell you that means like buy, but I don't mean to sell it to you. So that's not a lashon of a kinyan altogether. So Gemara says rather elu mashiach behema zu u kni kalim shaleho mal. When the moicher, the one that's selling this kalim, tells to this person that wants to buy it, listen, I'll sell it to you, and you go make a kinyan in the kalim. How? By making a mashiach on the behema, that should be a kinyan for the kalim. So now, what's the halacha? Mi mahanya mashiacha de behema liaknuya kalim? If you make a mashiach by drawing the animal closer towards you, is that a good enough kinyan to be kind of the kalim on top of the animal? Oiloi, maybe not. In other words, making a mashiach is a good kinyan in the animal. But here, you're not buying the animal. You're only buying the kalim on top of it, so maybe that's not called a good kinyan. Some are Rav said back, but it's mashmer from you, though, that like it's mashmer for you, though, that if he would have said both, you should be kind of the behema and the kalim, then for sure, then you'd have no doubt. Then for sure, the person would be kind of both, the animal and the kalim. That's no doubt. You only have a doubt because he's only selling the kalim. But if he would sell you the animal also, then for sure the kinyan would be chal. And the way Rashi explains, mistama means al kinyan chotzer. That once you own the animal, so it's like your chotzer. Now anything on top of your animal is in your chotzer, you would have a kinyan. So Gemara asks the question, is this true? And Mar's question, Kalim, Mar's question, Mikone Kalim, Chotzim Alechasi, the Chotzim Halechas Lekona, over here the animal cannot be a Chotzim for you. True, if you make a Mashiach in the animal, you own the animal, but the animal is walking, it's Malechas. And that's the cloud that a chotzer is only kind of for you if it's stationary, not if a chotzer is moving around. The chitema, maybe you'll tell me, kishamda, true. So we're talking about here the case would have been that first you draw the animal towards you, so you're kind of the animal. Then the animal stands still. So now, since it's your animal, you have a kinyan chotzer, and what's on top of the animal is yours. So Mar says no. The cloud.
So Mar says no. For her call, shila mahalik lekono, or imid v'yashiv lekono. Anything that if it could move, so it has no kinyan, even when it's sitting still and sitting, also doesn't have a kinyan. In other words, it's still called a chotzer mahalechas. Since it could move, here also this animal, even though it's standing still, but since the animal could move, it would be called a chotzer mahalechas. So you would not be kind of the kelim on top of it. So the Marian Smurah says, we're talking about that the animal is tied up. If the animal is tied up, then it's not a sign for a chotzer mahalechas. So the pshat would be that first you'll have to drag the animal a little bit, make a kinyan mashicha. Then if you would tie up the animal, then there will be a kinyan chotzer. So that's the case that's possible to be kind of the animal and the kelim on top of it. Maybe we have a shala now, if you're just making a mashicha on the behema, could that help for the kelim also? And the Gemara says, Omru le'rav papa. Rav Huna read Rav Yeshua le'rava. He said to Rav, Ela me'yatev so, hoye mahalach b'srina. What's going to be if somebody is sitting in a ship? Hoye mahalach b'srina. V'kovtsu dogim, and fish fell into the ship. V'noftu l'toch ha'srina, or the v'kovtsu dogim, the fish jumped up, and they fell into the ship. Hochi nami d'chotza malachasi. Want to tell me over here also there would not be a kinyan, because since the ship is moving, the boat is moving, it's called a chotzer maleches. Or Malay said back, no, I'll tell you here we could say, Svina meinach naichi. The ship itself, the boat, is called staying still. Or Ma Yehudu komamtilo. It's the pshat that is called the water underneath it that's making it move. It's just like it's moving on top of the water, but not that the ship itself can't move. So therefore the ship is called standing still. So if the fish fall into the fish, about if the fish fall into the ship, you would be covered. Omale Ravin Ravashi Elomayatif so Hoysa Mahalechas Rishusarabim. Let's say your wife was walking in the Rishusarabim. The Zorak lo get, now the husband wants to give her a get, and the husband throws a get to her. Letoicheka into her lap, or Letoich Kalosov, or else into the basket that's on top of the head. Rashi says Kalosta means Sal Shal Rosha, Shanois Nabo Kli Malachta the Tabashalo. She puts in there her weaving tools there. Is Hochinamid Loy Megarsha? You want to tell me then in such a case that the get would not be chal? In other words, since she is moving right now, so therefore it's called like a chotzer ma'aleches. So the get would not be chal? Or Malay said back, no, I'll tell you, kalso menach nicho, the same swara. The kalso, the basket itself, really is staying still. The basket is on top of her head. That's on her. The iyu du komaski metusei. She is considered walking underneath it. So Mela, that we look as if the basket is staying still. Therefore the basket is a chotzer of hers. Therefore the get goes into the basket, and the chamada would be a kinyan. Just like we said before by a srina. The srina really is staying still. Therefore that's called, that's not considered a chotzer of mahalechus. A chotzer mahalechus would be the animal itself. An animal that, even though he's staying still, but since he could move, that's considered a chotzer mahalechus. Like I said before, the only way you have a kinyan on top of the animal is if the animal is tied up, the animal cannot move. Now the Mishnah says, Hoye reicha v'gabe behema. If someone was riding on top of an animal, v'ro'es ha-metziyah, and while he was riding, he saw a metziyah, he saw an object on the floor that was like hefka. V'yom alachaveros, he told his friend, listen, tenu li, go pick up that object and give it to me. Like Reuven that was riding on the animal told Shimon, pick up the metziyah and give it to me. Now notla, what happened was Shimon went and took it. The Yomer, and he said, "Ani zochisibo." Like now, I'm picking it up for myself. So locher is zochabo and a chanami. Shimon, if he picks it up, I'm enough to keep it for himself. He has the right to keep it. What's going to be imishenos naloi? First, Shimon picks it up and he gives it to Reuven the way Reuven told him to. Then after Shimon gave it to Reuven, now Shimon wakes up and says, "Ani zochisibo." You should know that when I picked it up before, I meant to pick it up for myself. He's lo yamaklum. He didn't say anything. It doesn't help right now. Like Rashi says, the afilu amina mevilos lechaveroi, but kivun diyoyev lekniya. Over here it's much better. Here Shimon the Maisa picked up the Mitzvah and already gave it to Reuven. So since Reuven is holding it, like Reuven has his own kinyan, Shimon is not Neman later to say he meant to keep it for himself. So therefore, since Shimon gave it to Reuven, of course Reuven owns it and Reuven keeps it. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hossam, we learned over there, Mishnah Peyam, Misha Likit, that's a Peyam. If somebody went to collect a Peyam, the Yomer, and he said, Harezu Leplaini Yoni, that this Peyam I'm picking up right now should belong to a different Oni. So we'll see in the Gemara if we're talking about an usher, a rich person is doing this, or we're talking about now another poor person is doing this. But that for sure can't be the Balabas himself, it can't be the owner of the Sada. We'll soon see. So the case is again, Misha Likit, that's a Peyam. Somebody was collecting Peyam. Rashi says, "Od the biyama, stam a person, and start the bala soda." The yama. Now this person says, "Harezu lepleini yoni." I want to pick up the teyah. The teyah we know is matnas aniyim. That's the end of the field that the owner leaves over for the aniyim to come and take it. So Reb Lezer loyma zochler. Reb Lezer says, "Yes, Reuven has a right to pick up this teyah. I'm going to have to be zochret for a different oni for Shimon." The chachamim and the chachamim say, "Yitnena liyoni hanim sorishin." Now when this Reuven picked it up, he cannot be zocha to somebody else. So therefore the locher is, he has to give it to the first oni that he finds. He has no right to give it to the shimon that he picked it up for. Now Amar Ula says, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Machloikis, where's this Machloikis over here? Me'osher liyoni. The Machloikis says that this person, this Reuven that picked up the Peyah, he himself is an osher. He himself is a rich person. Therefore he cannot be zocha for himself. A rich person cannot take Peyah. It's only for an oni, a poor person. Yeah, what's the machlekes over here? The Rabbi Lezer Savar Migudi Boy Mavkin Yichsei Ve'Ev Yoni. Rabbi Lezer says the reason why when he picks it up, it helps for his friend the Yoni, because really, if he wanted to, this Asher, the rich person, he could become poor. If he wanted to, he could be Mavker, free away all his nechosim, and to become an Oni. Vechazilei, and then it would be fitting for himself. So therefore, Hashtanami Chazilei. So Rabbi Lezer says we look as if right now it's also